Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily. Happy Friday, everyone. Oh, and happy Star Wars Day. Did you know that's a thing? And it's tomorrow? Well, to celebrate, we're going to talk about Disney's newest and biggest theme park attraction since Disneyland opened in 1955. The long-awaited Star Wars Land, called Galaxy's Edge, is about to open on May 31st at Disneyland and August 29th at Disney World in Orlando. Now, Disney likes to call the 14-acre park within a park the New Land. It centers around the Black Spire outpost, where good and evil meet in the form of the characters from the Heroic Resistance and the Dangerous First Order. The attraction is immersive. In one ride, fans will be able to pilot the Millennium Falcon Starship through the galaxy. On the Rise of the Resistance, which will open some months down the road, you'll be in a simulated battle. The intention? To make you feel like a member of the Resistance fighting off the First Order and surviving to become a hero. Galaxy's Edge is one of the most highly anticipated theme park openings ever, and Disney's been planning for a crush of fans from day one. That means your visit to the Black Spire Outpost will be a short one. Through late June, visitors will have to make reservations for four-hour time slots. Disney's trying to manage traffic, so visiting a galaxy far, far away is a good experience, not misery. For the last few weeks, only Disney hotel customers have been able to get those reservations. But you better love Star Wars. Those rooms will set you back up to $760 a night. As the LA Times notes, that's close to $200 per Star Wars hour, even before you buy Disneyland tickets. On Thursday, though, Disney began accepting reservation requests from anyone, not just hotel goers. Given the anticipation that Disney's built up for Star Wars Land, it would be easy to assume that it's the only attraction around. Hardly. All of Florida's big theme parks are introducing new attractions this summer, jumping in well before Galaxy's Edge opens up at Disney World. On June 13th, the wildly popular Harry Potter attraction at Comcast's Universal Orlando is getting a new roller coaster, Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure. In case you don't know, those motorbikes fly. So while one big question is, will I be able to get a reservation to Galaxy's Edge? Another bigger question for theme park leaders might be, will Universal siphon off families' theme park budgets before the new Star Wars Land opens at the end of August? Even if Universal is once again overrun with Harry Potter fans, we suspect that the force runs strong at Disney. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. This week's episodes were written, edited, and produced by Elaine Appleton Grant. Emma Cortland is our editor and producer. Our executive producer is Marshall Louis, created by Hernan Lopez for Wondery. I'm David Brown, and we'll see you next week. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.